Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this week's podcast. We're looking at Psalm 84. Reading and studying the writings of the Psalms created over 2,000 years ago can be a daunting task. They were written long before the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose coming has broken many of the religious traditions which were present at the time when these verses were created. So Rose and I have tried to express this psalm in how its meaning might be understood in modern day terms. The way it's going to go is Rose will read each Bible verse as written, and then I will follow with our interpretation in a more modern form. So over to Rose for verse 1.
How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
God is omnipotent. We can turn to him any time. Often this relationship can still all our concerns and bring us to a place of peace despite our circumstances. This place for some can be found within a church family, worshipping in the church. For others, felt in solitude, surrounded by the wild, open spaces of nature, where God often displays his mighty power.
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she shall have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God.
Developing prayerful communication.
Blessed are those that dwell in your house. They are forever praising you.
A sanctuary, a resting place, providing spiritual protection.
Blessed are those who have strength in you, who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage.
Spending time in prayer, thanking God for his presence in your life, enabling your faith to grow and mature.
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools.
A journey forever changing, focusing on God's guidance and spiritual fortitude through the doubts, fears, and challenges of life which are forever present. However, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. He strengthens our resolve to cope with these issues, bringing peace to our troubled minds.
They go from strength to strength, till each appear before God in Zion.
Keeping our focus on God despite our circumstances.
Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob.
Prayerful intercession, petitioning and listening to the will of God in our lives.
Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favour on your anointed one.
Being in the presence of the Holy Spirit to guide us.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in your house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
A personal relationship which help us cope with earthly longings and desires.
For the Lord is a sun, a shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold who walk in blamelessness.
Despite our faults, he is forever present to help us cope with the pitfalls and temptations we encounter through life. He knows who we are. We are a work in progress.
O Lord God Almighty, Blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Trusting a presence that dwells deep within us, a force that cannot be seen, but can be felt. Close contact with a spiritual being that transcends all understanding. Amen.